Committee meeting for April 4th of 2016. Come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Rhodes, I'd like to be leading us in the pledge, but before that, I'd like to have a moment of silence for our town, for the heavy brick wash and other events for this weekend. Committee, Police Committee, discuss Allen America Law Enforcement Network. Let me preface that by saying, we have heard the word things stream fly in the initials of America the last 15 years. And things stream now to make a new one every month or so, every day, they want bankrupt. And the concept of things stream is very good.
That's what we want here.
Everybody knows it.
Captain Resort, Captain Andre.
Identify.
Captain Resort.
Here.
This time, I talked to the chief about to have the tier round. We also have Mr. Stephen Jordan, candidate for House Representative from my drive.
My name is Evan Jordan.
This company here, they just started in law for work in Louisiana. They got real nice. It's really linked to the states.
That's right. Thank you. Rumors wise, that they got destined. And also with the issue, they just said, no, that I'm going to set on board this thing.
Exactly. They brought three times the service for us.
Federally qualified.
They'll say it's pitch.
Which is capital. Saturday's election day. We have some issues in West Baton Rouge and North Baton Rouge. The fair being put out and the platinum ruling when they started. We only have a ferry north of the But by the time we cross that point, we need an old bridge to catch a new bridge. We need something here that's going to lead traffic here for us.
So we really don't have to be tied to.
I, you know, in theory, I'm doing LSU football.
As long as it's tied, everything will stay federal for them.
First, maybe not even develop itself.
It works good in my opinion on the depth.
Because you have people that want to do a park ride, park here on this side, can't get to LSU football game.
I got that.
Is there any penalty for us?
So I think based on those times, but the main thing about the lead traffic until we get that bridge.
Are you saying you're going to use it for your vehicle?
No, I don't.
All right, 365 cars in a 3-hour period.
Yeah.
That, you know, we all track.
That's something to look at.
And so that's one of the big problems that they can do. It will be fine. If you guys have any questions, I'm always available, you know, I'm accessible, don't you know what I'm doing. I want to bring it up, but I just want to, they don't.
Yeah, the only thing they bring really was kind of handy with the foot of the warrants. If somebody gets picked up with the issue that's in, say, and they got a warrant, they spring plus for $150.
Thank you.
Not the time, 2 days, take them back.
Take that man that had a lot of WWIs.
Next item, minutes are in the pack.
That's not like a.
So you have any report on public works?
Yes, sir. Next week, I'll show you all kinds of program that I'm looking.
No, but please. MRI has it around.
They don't have the time, even with all the factors built.
Yeah, I don't know what else on the walls. They're going to be fence up, it's going to be over. Please know what we're like, so. Thank you, that's. Now, next is discuss hiring Ivan McIntyre. Wayne is going to meet with.
We've been looking since the new gale.
Thursday morning, he's out there, make sure that she does what's to keep and all that.
Time, we started trying.
So we're on my way, and I was going to get everything to happen.
Best we came up with, we decided.
I want to keep friends to work with, we'll do all. That's still fine, though. That's still a problem.
I mean, I think it's a most. That's it. Ivan McIntyre, a real nice guy, 22-year veteran, law enforcement. Somebody knows what they need to do, he's fully trained.
You'll probably give him 60 days, but that's all that quick. I think.
He's new out there.
He works in New Orleans.
He'd be excited about winning his old hand up here. I did the middle finger, so. He'd be excited.
That's it.
Everything's all messed up through there, but.
All we gotta do left, okay.
Whatever they do is clear.
This is drug screen. He's the coolest one to phone on the site, that's all I'm impressed.
So what along with that? He's a cool ass.
Might be too normal if it.
Planning and zoning, discuss orders. Chapter 19, zoning of course. From R4 multifamily.
He's a great guy.
B1 position. One of the great fleet is my friend, my dad. Any questions? DL24, Travis Moore.
Where do you work now?
It was presented to the March 23rd. Where's the 6th District Planning Commission on zoning?
Runs between Calio. US 90.
Recommendation to disapprove was voted by the commission, 5-5.
Might get a little bored up there.
Disapprove.
We only got two.
Opposition.
For a group in action.
Discussion.
On and off, and some things, please.
He was your name?
He'd be a good bit, though. It's kind of.
I'm Vivian Marie, staff, Kenwood, CNO, my mother, Jane Kayla, I own the property.
And one more thing.
I'm here to speak in opposition to the zoning.
I promoted Jason 2 months ago, sorry.
We certainly have enjoyed and appreciated all the care that the tree has been given over these last few years. That area has been historic, presidential, we certainly would like to see it.
Jason does a fine job.
Done a great job preserving the tree for the future. So we would just like y'all to consider that next week.
I know what we do.
Just approving that rezoning so that we can maintain that historical tree that we're trying to spray. Thank you so much.
No.
Maybe really smile on the road the other day, so. Y'all done a great job, I believe, and that's how important y'all are to New York.
And thank y'all for spending all the time.
So we're going to like to do that too.
It does. I mean, I appreciate it. No, I remember when all that happened. Even when you were walking first, you say. the employees really help the town out.
I think one other comment.
They try to, yeah, really help, it's a damn more important by that, you know, I mean, they talk about the health insurance coverage, I mean. Yeah, it's a good policy, yes. That's, we appreciate y'all for the paper. I'd like to go back to item number four. Governmental affairs committee, the bank Sterling, candidate for. All right, other matters, U.S. West Baton Rouge, Brazos, mitigation. Step up to my, you think order number two is dull? They sent me that attached.
I apologize.
The Paul Parishes.
My baby was under the weather, so I was trying to get over to my mom. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to stand before you today. I'm running as candidate to replace Representative Ryan Edwards, who I served for 4 years on the Metro Council. I also have experience on the federal level. I worked for Progressive Congresswoman Jane Schakowsky, and also on the state level. I served with Louisiana Child Poverty Prevention Council on legislative issues that help to prevent child homelessness and child poverty.
If anybody really wants to read it.
I have a passion for serving my community and making public service that's common sense. Not political games, but really public policy that works for everyday families, because we're the ones who pay for it. Whether the tax dollars are going to tax credits, infrastructure spending, and I want to make sure that those things are benefiting us directly. And so I got a master's in public policy at LSU to make sure that we're focused on what really matters to people, and that's education, that's jobs, that's making sure that Louisiana is an attractive state for our graduates. And so those things are my main priorities. I want to make sure that we have emergency work. I'm very grateful for the urgent care centers that we have in North Baton Rouge and West Baton Rouge. But I believe that if a disaster struck in one of our local plans, we would be really well prepared.
And of course, staff, they always put on a good show.
So I'm well aware that we would have trouble funding a hospital and keeping it open. But I believe that with the innovative strategies, we can fight for emergency work for a trauma center in our parish. And also, I believe that we have to preserve, we have to preserve early education funding, making sure that our kids are able to compete and that they're ready for the next level. And then next, our investments in traffic and infrastructure have to be well-rounded, they have to be part of a long-term plan. And they have to be infrastructure spending that makes sense for our businesses and also for our individuals. So that we have a great quality of life, and we don't spend 16 hours a week. So that's basically my platform. If you guys have any questions, please visit overtime.com, that's TYRA. And my email address is info@overtime.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Like you said, I gave you an excuse before you got here, going to traffic. Guess I'm wrong about that again. All right, going back to agenda 7B. Discuss variance request, Donald Road, 1501, on his quarter drive. Section 19.6, certain code for the planning commission met, and they recommended against it. They recommended for it. Oh, my strenuous objection. So there may be a picture of it. All he's doing is putting a patio in the back of the ditch anyways. Be close next week, you better be here.
3 weeks.
Any comments from the audience, any discussion? Any comments from the council? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark. Finance committee, March bills, any questions or comments on the bills from last month?
And you don't get to see a lot of good studies.
Item number two, discuss ordinance number two, bond series, 2016. I said, upon this, I said, it is the document last year. He said, I see the junior colleges and not yours. It's true. And this council and this town now, 24, I got here. If anybody wants to study with the school next week, and then all of it, she happened to make copies for you, good. Anybody else for $1 million, and the way you do it, you go to bond commission, you have a lot more money.
Stable Louisiana historical mall, but back to the old street, has been installed, one to replace the damage, the one in itself.
Anybody wants to study, you're good. And, Wayne, he was telling me, I got a memorize, and, one more exciting thing coming up later, which will be approved. If any comments or questions, permit for, I'm sorry, for the, all right, and also, while at next week's meeting, I'm gonna ask you to introduce ordinance number 3, so which has, soon as we get order also, and we got, we're trying that, we've got every memorize, got, get the state to sign off, and I've got, we've already paid some engineer to do that, hopefully, but it is gonna spell what happened from $1,000 store, all right? Finish with that. Discuss change meal, we gotta get the state to consider, not what you just signed. This is, you do your, my understanding, that you just does Blue Cross, because they sent us a letter and said their rating going up. Yes, oh, yeah, well, I should go buy the drink while I was, I moved off from some. In the meantime, we contacted the man at the Blue Cross rep.
Somebody gotta do it, that's how it is.
We have a policy in place with certain, or announced, they live out of employees at Blue High School, other than Affordable Care, electing them Saturday the 9th, that provides, as do Thursday the 14th, better, at 9:30, for the employees of all the coverage. And Greater Maryland Clean Up is Saturday, April 16th, and why, but it does. And so what I had did was put together a spreadsheet that had all the people on the top, and then they had a column, and you could see it's some of them, I'm on the brain, and here. And if you read all these numbers, you can see the different rates that are charged to people, usually as a function of age and usage of the insurance. But the bottom line, if you look at the lower right-hand corner, the old policy that we have, which is in place, you know, right now till May, 2016-17 policy, would cost us $1,500 per employee. If we go to this new policy, it'll cost us $1,300 and $16 per employee, so it would save us, over last year, $186 per employee per month. I changed it to per employee, because if you look at the gross amount that we paid last year, the gross amount we'd be paying this year, and the gross amount we're gonna pay next year, those change because we have 3 less employees. Gail left, Casey Peral left, and John Revilla left, so if you go gross, you can't really, it gives you a false picture, but if you go up by employee, the bottom line is, instead of having to pay more per employee, we're gonna pay less per employee with the so-called new plan that Blue Cross is offering us. And if you need more details, you need to come wait till Debbie gets back. And she's got the plans all in front of you, but I just wanted to make sure when I read them, that it did not reduce the benefits to employees, because that was the most, to me, that was the most important thing, and it didn't, and besides that, it's
Deductibles don't change either.
No, it's gonna be, they don't change, they don't change in the wrong direction if they do, I don't have it all memorized, but, you know, I remember when we got together with employees, they didn't want a big deductible, they didn't want a big co-pay, so, key thing. So, looking at it, I couldn't see where it was anything, it was the same thing or a little bit better in almost every case. So with that, I'm gonna only put on the agenda next week to authorize me to sign the new deal with Blue Cross. Now, for those of you who haven't been here for 15 years, I guess 12 years ago or so, maybe longer, hadn't been in Salisbury very long, we got a letter from an insurance carrier and said it's going up 20%. And the next year we got another, said it's going up 19%. So I'm like, man, this is crazy. And coming from the private sector, I said, man, we're gonna have to have a competitive bid on this thing. You know, this is bull, man, this is bull. Well, that was a learning experience for me, because what actually happens is the only person who really can quote the correct numbers is the insurance carrier that you have, because they have a history. and they won't give the history to the competitors, so the competitors put in a bid and say, this is approximately what it'll be. So I got to talking, I talked to David Cordell and some other people that I know that have insurance, and they said, listen, if you have a good company, like a reputable company, big enough to withstand, you know, market changes and stuff in the industry, and he said, the thing you need to focus on is having the coverages that you want, and that way you'll pay the least amount for what you want. So with that in mind, I got one person from every department, including the fire department, and we formed a little discussion group, and we got in a room and we said, okay, you know, here we have out-of-network, you know, well, we haven't had an out-of-network claim in the history of the town of Ruley, as far as I know. So we changed that to have less coverage for out-of-network and so on and so forth. And I remember the employees really were concerned about a big copay when they get to the hospital or something like that. Anyway, we worked with Blue Cross and we got a plan that fit our employees at that time. And as a result of that, we paid a whole lot less than what we should have paid, that we were paying, because we had a plan that covered everything, stuff that we never used. You know, I can give you some other examples, but she pointed out, she said, you know, y'all are covered for this, and y'all never had a claim this, and chances are with your type of employees, you never will. You know, so we fashioned a plan, and sure enough, that's actually worked. But another thing that the insurance people I talked to recommended is, don't change the insurance company. Because if you change the insurance company, then the next one's going to come in and they're going to start you off at the top because they don't know what your history is. And so you need to stay with the same one and change the plan. Well, as it turns out in this case, that's what we're actually doing, is we're changing the plan to something that's actually cheaper and gives the same coverage, believe it or not. So, you know, I don't know everything, but I recommend.